Macmillan Audio presents Axis by Robert Charles Wilson. Read by Scott Brick. It is necessary that things should pass away into that from which they are born. For things must pay one another the penalty and compensation for their injustice, according to the ordinance of time. Anaximander. Part 1, the 34th of August. Chapter 1. In the summer of his 12th year, the summer the stars began to fall from the sky, the boy Isaac discovered that he could tell east from west with his eyes closed. Isaac lived at the edge of the great inland desert, on the continent of Equatoria, on the planet that had been appended to the earth by the inscrutable beings called the Hypotheticals. People had given the planet a whole panoply of grandiose or mythological or coolly scientific names, but most simply called it the New World, in any of 100 or more languages, or Equatoria, after its most widely settled continent. These were things Isaac had learned in what passed for school. He lived in a compound of brick and adobe, far from the nearest town. He was the only child at the settlement. The adults with whom he lived preferred to keep a careful distance between themselves and the rest of the world. They were special, in ways they were reluctant to discuss. Isaac, too, was special. They had told him so many times, but he wasn't sure he believed them. He didn't feel special. Often he felt much less than special.